Romans chapter 12, and then we're going to go to Titus chapter 3. Romans chapter 12, and we're going to read verse 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that's for the sisters too. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So the only way that we are going to prove, that means that we may show with assurity what is the will of God in our lives. The will of God takes a little bit of time for you to work out in your life most of the time, not always. Amen. But we want the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. In order to do that, we must have a renewing of our mind. Titus 3, 5. Titus chapter 3 and verse 5. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration. That's our Holy Ghost salvation. That's repenting, being baptized in the name of Jesus, and receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost by the washing of regeneration. And after we're saved, after we are born again of the water and the Spirit, the renewing of the Holy Ghost. Renewing. Everybody said renewing. Renewing. Amen. We need to be renewed in the spiritual man on a regular basis. And unfortunately, because the spiritual man is an invisible part of us, it is a part of us that we don't see when we look in the mirror. It's a part of us that we have to look for, we have to feel after. It's the spiritual side of us. Because we don't see it, oftentimes we don't see the necessity of renewing that part of our lives. But can I say tonight that the spiritual part of your life is more important than the physical part of your life? Praise the Lord, because the spiritual part of your life is more real than the physical part of your life. The spiritual part of your life is eternal. The physical part of your life is temporary. Well, praise the Lord. And so we have a mandate from the Word of God to renew the spiritual man, that the spiritual man be renewed, amen, by the Spirit of the Lord. Father, we're asking you to help us tonight to understand the Word of God, and we're asking you, Lord, to speak to us and to help us, Lord, for we need you so desperately. We are weak, but you are strong, and Lord, we need your help more than anything tonight, in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Put your Bible down and let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise as we approach the Word of God tonight. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Oh, thank God. Thank God. Thank God. So good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. You can be seated. God bless you. And there are some areas here in this spiritual area of our life is very, very similar to the way God created the physical world. One of the things that God created in the physical world is the ability for things to renew themselves. And if you have been involved or are involved in gardening or involved in that sort of thing, farming or whatever, you understand that year after year after year, there are crops that are harvested in our world. And even though the population of this world is above some 6 billion people, There is enough renewal of the ground, of the nutrients within the ground, to support that many people on this earth. Now, I don't know if we really recognize how much that is, but that's an awful lot of food. Amen. 6 billion people. There are 300 million in America. That's 1/3 of 1 billion. And that big grain elevator that exploded down in the south part of Wichita here a while back, it's been a couple of years ago or whatever, it had enough grain in it to supply enough bread for America for 6 weeks. Amen. So I don't know how much you would multiply that, but it would have to be pretty good size grain elevators every year to supply the needs of this world that we live on today. But God made this world with the ability to renew itself. God made the universe to have the ability to renew itself. They have shown pictures of stars that have exploded in the universe. How that the exploded material that goes out into the universe actually begins to create new stars. And they have shown where new stars have appeared. And where there was not a star before, a new star begins its life as old stars are taken away and taken off of the scene. I believe that we, people on this little bitty planet that we call Earth, in this little galaxy, in this little solar system, I believe that we're just a microcosm of a bigger thing that's going on around us. Amen. God made things to renew themselves. I've thought about it as of late. And I'm interested in this, so if it doesn't interest you, maybe something else we'll hear tonight. But there isn't anything in this world. There's nothing in this world that is not made up of a subatomic material. Amen. This ink pen that I hold in my hand, even the hand that is holding this ink pen, and the air that we are breathing, and the floor that we are walking on, and the wood on the pillars, and everything that is around us is made up of atomic particles. And they are held together by some sort of attraction. And they say that an atom is a round thing, and around it is spinning electrons. And I thought about that, and I thought, why don't those electrons run out of energy, slow down, and stop? But when it gets warm, they go faster. When it gets cold, they go slower. Amen. But it doesn't matter how cold it is. It doesn't matter if you get to absolute zero. They say that at absolute zero, which is 400 and some odd degrees below zero, that when you get to absolute zero, where there is no heat or any of that, that the subatomic level, that everything stops. The electrons stop, everything stops, and it just comes to a halt. But you give it a little bit of heat, and it starts back up again. How does that happen? I don't know how it happens. To me, it is an awesome thing. To me, it is a wonderful, wonderful thing that God has created. He has created all things, all the way to the atomic level of little atoms and electrons, that it doesn't matter what's going on, they continually move and renew themselves. Well, praise God. We were really worried, you know, when the oil started coming into the Gulf of Mexico. I thought, oh Lord, help us, this is not good. And for some, I don't know, was it 60 days or something like that, that millions and millions and millions of gallons of oil poured into that water down there. Sister Worse and I were down there in September. And we went to Padre Island, and the water was so beautiful. It was an aqua blue color. And it was so pretty and so beautiful. To think that oil was spewing into that kind of made you cringe. But what we don't realize is that there is oil that comes up all the time in the Gulf of Mexico. Little holes are produced in the ground, and because of the pressure, little bits of oil come up out of the ground. There's even places where it's oily all the time because the ground is leaking oil out from underneath it. And you can go on the beaches down there and find black tar balls on the beaches where the oil has coagulated together and so on. But yet, after that disaster was over with and everything was done, they started looking for the oil and they couldn't find it. They had gotten a lot of it up, but they couldn't find it. And the reason they couldn't find it is because God made the earth to renew itself. And somewhere down there in the depths of that water, they have found bacteria that loves to eat oil. And it gobbles up all the oil and it cleans up the water. Amen. How many of you ever heard of the Titanic? We've all heard of the Titanic. It's a real big ship. I don't know how many tons that ship was, but it was really big. And I did a little bit of reading on this. And the Titanic has been down there for a long time. And there is bacteria that loves to eat steel. There is bacteria that loves to eat people. There is bacteria that loves to eat all kinds of things. And they went down with that ship and they found the Titanic, and there they found a pair of boots laying side by side. But the man was gone. The boots were still there because there was more bacteria that loved men than it loved boots. Amen. And they took samples and they looked at that ship and they figured that the ship has been being eaten away by bacteria down in the depths, way down in the depths, in where it's cold and dark, that every day there are 10 tons of steel that disappear because the bacteria eats it. Well, praise the Lord, somebody. Amen. That big old ship went down. But one of these days, they're not going to find it anymore because it's going to be gone, because the earth will have renewed itself. Amen. I did some reading the other day because of Deontay's sister's problem with her blood cells. And I learned some things that I didn't know. And one of those things is that your body renews its own blood system. And the marrow in your bones is actually where your blood is produced. And blood cells, I didn't know this, blood cells typically live only 120 days and then they die. They're gone. They're never there anymore. But somewhere in the depths of your body, God created a renewal process. Amen. So that at the rate of death, there was a rate of birth. Amen. That as things passed away, there are more new, live, and energetic. Amen. And ready to do their job. Red blood cells that are injected into the body. If it was not for that renewal process, it would only take about 120 days, and you and I would not have any blood in our bodies whatsoever. And we would die because of a lack of renewal. Amen. And so you're not the person that you used to be in a very literal sense of the word. Well, praise the Lord. God made everything in this world to renew itself. Amen. Even the cells in your body There is not a one of us here today that have the same cells in our body that we had when we were born. Everything has changed hands and given itself over to a new cell to take its place. And the old has been passed away and passed off of the scene. Amen. How in the world tonight can we understand these things of the physical and not understand the need for renewal in the realm of the spirit? Friend, I want to tell you tonight, we must understand the experience and importance tonight. That this old body needs to be renewed. This spiritual man needs to be renewed. Amen. Because our mind needs to be continually renewed in the Lord. Let's go to the Old Testament scripture here. Exodus chapter 34, the Lord has called the children of Israel out of Egypt and they are now on their way to the promised land. Isn't that exciting? But God knows that the experience of salvation is not enough to carry us all the way. Salvation is like being born into this world. We are born again when the Lord saves us. Y'all understand that, right? We're born again. We're born as a babe in Christ, the Bible says. And in order for us to continue, we must have a spiritual renewal. There must be more than just the passing through the water and going to Pentecost and receiving the Holy Ghost. What we must have is something that will take us on and not just take us on further, but help us to grow. Amen. Because when we're brand new, when we're born into this world, we have to have a lot of people take care of us and help us. And it costs a lot of money and all of that. Amen. To bring a child into this world and to see that child grow up to adulthood and go on into their life. Amen. Some of you are understanding this now, especially as your children are getting to a certain age. You're starting to invest in Kroger stocks. Amen. And it's one way of getting a little bit back. Praise the Lord. Because the amount of groceries that can be consumed. I remember one of you folks, one of your children, and somebody said they could sit down and eat a whole box of cereal in one sitting. That's a lot of food now. I think you all know who I'm talking about. But anyway, it takes a lot of groceries to get a baby up to adulthood. And to get them jump-started so they can go out and get their own job and buy their own food. Takes a lot of energy and a lot of effort and a lot of money. Amen. And it's just the way it is. Well, the Lord brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, and he was going to take them into the promised land, but not just into the promised land. God was going to take them on from generation to generation to generation. He started out with Abraham. Everybody said Abraham. And then he told Abraham, he said, your seed shall be as the stars of heaven. Your seed will be as the dust of the earth, as the sand of the seashore. And so we start out with one, and not only do we renew and replenish, but God has made it so that we would actually grow and multiply. Well, praise the Lord. And so Abraham multiplied. Isaac came along, and then it was Jacob, and then there was the 12 tribes of Israel. And before you know it, there were millions of those Jews. There were millions of the people of God, and God had blessed them, and God had made it to grow and to multiply and to renew itself. Amen. It wasn't something now that God had to bottle feed through the wilderness and put the manna on the ground every day. But when they walked into the promised land, God said, I've invested enough. Now it's time for you to plant your own crops. It's time for you to eat of the corn of the land. It's time for you to go higher than this. Well, praise the Lord. There's some better food to eat. I've given you the bread from heaven. Amen. But now you are going to have to plant your own crops. Amen. And you're going to eventually come up with Mexican food and Italian food. And you're going to come up with all kinds of different variations of foods and tastes and all of that. Oh, thank God for all of that. Thank God for a good Italian restaurant. Thank God for a good Mexican restaurant. Amen. Some of you look for the ones where it's all you can eat. Amen. But you know how it started? It started when God said, you can plant your own crops and you can make it any way you want to make it now. Amen. You can have all the variations that you want to have because you have grown and you have multiplied and you have come to age, amen, where I am going to bless you. But the Lord told them, Exodus 34 and verse 10. Let's look at it here tonight. He said, behold, I make a covenant. Before all thy people, I will do marvels, such as have not been done in all the earth, nor in any nation, and all the people among which thou art shall see the work of the Lord, for it is a terrible thing that I will do with thee. And that word terrible doesn't mean awful, but it's a marvelous thing. Amen. It's a wonderful thing. And I want to say tonight, church, that this is exactly what the Lord wants to do with you and I. Amen. He wants the world to see that there is something different about you. Amen. Something different in your attitude, in your spirit, something different. And the difference is not us. It is not how we live our lives, but the difference is God. Amen. The difference is the Spirit of God that is in us that makes the difference. Can you say amen tonight? And so here he's going to do all of these great things. But it's not just a cut and dried situation here. It's not a promise that leaves us without our obligation. Because he said, I'm going to make a covenant with you. A covenant requires two individuals. At least two. It is, I will do this, and you must do this. And so the Lord made a covenant. It was a covenant of love. Amen. A covenant that said, I am going to bless you greatly. Verse 11, he said, observe. And so he starts to give them some things of the law here. He said, observe thou, which I command thee this day. Behold, I drive out before thee the Amorite and the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Perizzite, Hivite, Jebusite, and all the other ites. He's going to kick them out of there. I'm going to drive them out. Take heed to thyself. Everybody said, take heed. Take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, whithersoever thou goest, lest it be for a snare in the midst of thee. But ye shall destroy their altars, break their images, and cut down their groves. For thou shalt worship no other god, for the Lord, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God. lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land. And they go whoring after their gods and do sacrifice unto their gods. And one call thee, and thou eat of his sacrifice. And thou take their daughters unto thy sons. And thy daughters go whoring after their gods. And make thy sons go whoring after their gods. Amen. And so the Lord tells them here, he says, stay away from the inhabitants of the land. Do not go to their altars. Amen. Do not eat of the sacrifices that are on their altars. Amen. Do not intermarry with them. Oh, praise the Lord. Young person, hear this tonight. The Lord said, don't marry them, because if you do, it will be a snare unto you, and you will be exposed to their gods, and their gods are going to be gods of entertainment. Their gods are going to be gods of pleasure. Their gods are going to be the gods of the lights of this world. But the God that we serve tonight, amen, has commanded that we sacrifice unto him. When you approached the tabernacle in the Old Testament, you smelled burning flesh. You smelled the blood, and you heard the death throes of the animals that were there, that were being sacrificed. But in the house of the gods of the heathen, you heard singing. Amen. You heard partying and all of that. But what you didn't see, amen, was the sacrifice of their children upon their altars. And you didn't see them sacrificing their children unto the fire and making them pass through the fire. Oh, praise God. I want to tell you, friend, God's way is the right way, and you can have pleasure serving God, and you can have fun serving God. Oh, somebody ought to help me here tonight. Amen. To live for God is the very, very best way to live. Bar none. Amen. The pleasure of sin is just for a season, the Bible says. And so we could go through the rest of the chapter here and read. And the Lord says, he said in verse 17, thou shalt make thee no molten gods. And then he says, the feast, everybody said the feast of unleavened bread shalt thou keep. 7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread as I commanded thee, in the time of the month Abib, for in the month Abib thou camest out from Egypt. We all know what that is. Amen. We know that this feast of unleavened bread was the night before they came out of Egypt. Amen. It lasted for several days, and there was no leaven in the house, and the death of the lamb produced blood that was put on the doorpost. And that night the death angel passed over. Amen. And they were set free from Egypt that night. Amen. And so the Lord told them, listen, it's not enough to come out of Egypt. It's not enough for me to save you through the water. Every single year from now on, every generation, every year that comes along, I want you to I want you to rejoice, and I want you to celebrate this feast every year. Why did God tell him to do that? God told him to do that because he wanted them to renew their minds. He wanted them to think back. This is the very month that we came out of Egypt. Well, praise the Lord. This is the very month. Let's get the book out and let's read it. Oh, and look, he brought us through the water. And he took us to Mount Sinai. Oh, praise God. The death angel passed over. And I'm sure in Israel there were testimonies. It didn't matter what generation, but maybe the third or fourth generation. Yeah, my mama told me that her daddy was there the night that it happened. And we could hear, or they could hear the cries in Egypt as the firstborn was killed. Oh, mama told me that her mama told her of some of the sights and the sounds that took place. My great-great-grandpa wrote down in a diary, and we got the diary. Amen. Sister Tucker would probably appreciate this tonight. Amen. Somewhere in a trunk somewhere in her house, if she was a Jewish person, I'm sure her son would have found a diary somewhere of some great-great-grandpa who went through the water, and when he did, he wrote a diary, amen, and told about what happened and what he saw and what he felt. And you can look back and say, that's my heritage right there. That's where we came from. Oh, praise the Lord. Maybe what we need to do, each of us, is to write down our conversion experience. Amen. So that our grandchildren and our great-great-grandchildren and our great-great-great-grandchildren can find that diary and read it and be inspired to go on and write another chapter in the family history. Well, praise the Lord. It doesn't start and stop with you. It doesn't start and stop in your generation. But God has made it that one generation will produce another generation. And that generation will be bigger than the previous. Oh, praise the Lord. And it will grow and it will multiply and it will be blessed. Amen. Well, praise God. And he said, and he goes down and he says, verse 21, 6 days shalt thou work, but on the seventh day thou shalt rest. In earing time and in harvest thou shalt rest. It doesn't matter what's pressing on your schedule. It does not matter if you're in the middle of harvest. It does not matter if you've got an appointment with the doctor. It does not matter if your boss calls and says, we need you right now. We're in the middle of harvest. He said, 6 days you work, seventh day you rest. Because it was not just a remembrance from year to year that God wanted his people to have. Are y'all with me here tonight? From year to year, once a year they would remember their coming out of Egypt. But God said once a week, you're going to rest on this day and you're going to remember that the Lord created all things in 6 days and he rested on the seventh day. And you're going to take that day for worship. Oh, praise the Lord, somebody. Why do we need to come on a regular basis, a weekly basis, and to worship the Lord and to hear the preaching of the Word of God? It's because this old spiritual man needs to be renewed on a regular basis. He needs to come back once a week, amen, at least once a week on that day to worship God and to rest and to reflect over the week and to think about the blessings of God and to think about the will of God and to think about what God has done and what God is doing and what God is going to do. Praise the Lord. Because as you need to renew your physical man, God knows that we need to renew our spiritual man. Well, praise the Lord. This is exactly what he's saying here. And he says, and thou shalt observe the Feast of Weeks. Praise the Lord. This is verse 22 of the first fruits of the wheat harvest and the feast of ingathering at the year's end. And so here's another feast. And this was 50 days. The Feast of Weeks was 7 weeks. And so they had 7 Sabbath days in those 7 weeks because one day a week was the Sabbath day. And so 7 weeks would be 49 days. And then on the 50th day, which was the end of the seventh week, God said, there's going to be another Sabbath day. And that's going to be on the 50th day. There's going to be an added Sabbath day. Oh, praise God. We're not just going to have once a week every now and then. We're going to have an extra day to throw in. We're going to have an extra day to come and worship the Lord. And we know what that 50th day was and what the celebration of the Feast of Weeks was. It was the day that the children of Israel made it to Mount Sinai. Later it became known as the Feast or the Day of Pentecost. Praise God. And it was the day of the giving of the law. It was the day that the fire came down on the mountain. Oh, praise God. Friend, you cannot have somewhere in your distant past just a lone memory of the fire coming down on the mountain. We cannot just go back and say, yay, 40 years ago I received the Holy Ghost and I remembered it. I'll tell you what we need. Praise God. We need to be able to say Friday night we went to the house of God. Threw in an extra Sabbath day here. Amen. And we felt God one more time. And I prayed through yesterday. Amen. God is still real right now. Friend, God knows the importance of a renewal in the spiritual man. Well, praise the Lord. So he just threw in an extra Sabbath day here. We'll throw in an extra one and we'll call it Pentecost. Amen. And what a feast day that is. Friend, we can have Pentecost every day. Every day to renew this old spiritual man that God has given to us. Amen. And then he says in verse 23, thrice in the year shall all your men children appear before the Lord, before the Lord God, the God of Israel. Amen. So another three times in the year, we all need to come together. Let's just have a few extra revival services during the course of the year. Amen. Let's just make plans and let's take the young people to camp meeting during the summer. Let's spend 4 or 5 days talking to God, meeting new friends, and all of that. Some people in the world, they look at it and they say, you go to church how many times every week? And then you throw in extra revival services, and then you're going to camp, and then after camp, you're going to Colorado, and then we just get this wild idea, and we go down to the Fort Worth area and spend a couple days and hear some preaching and go to church some more. Well, praise God. Why? I'll tell you why. Because this is more important than eating food. How many times do you folks eat in the course of the day? You know why? Because you really love yourself. And when your self says, I'm hungry, you say, okay, self. You can have whatever you want. Amen. And some of you are meat and potato folks, and some of you are sugar folks. And amen. I slipped out the other day incognito, went into Walmart, and got myself a Reese's, Nutty Reese's. King size, Freddie. King size. Confession is good for the soul, Sister Worse. And I gobbled that thing down. I just had a hankering for it. Anybody ever have a hankering for something? Amen. Just had a hankering for this. I want to crank up the grill. I just got a hankering for a good old barbecued steak or some barbecued ribs or passing by a Kentucky Fried Chicken, all of a sudden you just get a hankering for that extra crispy one. And we do it all the time. Lord, help us. I got the bills out from last month, and I told Sister Worse, we are cutting back on eating out. We are spending too much to eat out. And very sheepishly, she said, okay. So I know she's behind me 150%. And so after church this morning, I said, what do you want to do? And she said, well, I guess we'll go home. So we ended up at Jose Pepper's this afternoon. It's something that you just cannot get away from. Because this flesh demands, it demands renewal. Hello? Your body demands renewal. When you get thirsty, you know what you do? You get something to drink. Because your body demands it. It will get to the place where it will convulse. Your body will get to the place where it will hallucinate. God help us. I remember Stephen, when he was younger, he would get the shakes. Almost like a drug fix or something. When you smell food and you're hungry, your mouth starts to salivate. And your mind starts to going, and you can see yourself sitting down and eating that. I want it. I've got to have it. It's a strong desire. It is your body craving renewal. Hello? It is the physical man saying, I've got to be renewed. Don't forget me. If you forget me, I will die. And so we instantly find something to satisfy the flesh because we don't want it to die. And a lot of you folks here tonight don't look like you're ready to die. You're looking real good. Healthy. Looks like you got plenty to eat. But I wonder this morning if we had a special machine and we could just flip a switch and we could all see ourselves spiritually tonight. When was the last time we read our Bible? When was the last time we really prayed? When was the last time we fed this spiritual man? Oh, well, I spoke in tongues 6 or 8 months ago. And then we wonder why all of a sudden things come into our attitude and into our spirit. I'll tell you what we need to recognize is that it is the spiritual man crying out, I need renewal. I need to be renewed. Feed me or I'm going to die. And unfortunately, the spiritual man can die. And because we don't see it, oftentimes we don't even know that it has died. But I want to preach tonight, folks, that it is very important that we be faithful to the house of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And the word of God is the bread of life. Amen. It is the bread that comes down from heaven. I thank God for his word tonight. Just as your blood cells only live about 120 days, some of you mathematicians tell me how many months that is. 4 months. 4 months. And you, if you don't have a replenishing of it, you're going to die. I want to tell you that I've come to the place where I think that it's normal that we forget messages that we hear preached. It's not something that offends me as a preacher. But I wonder this morning, how many of you have a mother at home and she's a good cook? Yeah? Fred, did your mother fix breakfast for you? She's at work. Does she fix dinner for you? All right, pretty much every day fixes dinner for you. Today's Sunday. What did you have Tuesday night for dinner? You remember? He might remember. You see, he's thinking real hard. Amen. But mom's a good cook. She provides good food. But give it a few days and we forget about that because that's not enough to hold us over till today. If the last meal you ever had was last Tuesday, you'd be able to tell us, this is what I had last Tuesday. But I can tell just by looking at him, he's had a few meals since Tuesday. And Dillon's or Walmart has had to restock the shelf a little bit because Fred's around. And so I got a constant flow of this coming into my life. And, man, I don't remember what I had last Tuesday, but I sure know what I want after church tonight. And I know what I had for lunch today. Praise God. Oh, there's some messages that have changed my life. Amen. There are some services that I've been in that have been tremendous, and they have blessed me. But I want to tell you, there's some of them I've forgotten about completely. And it's normal. It's normal because there is the need for renewal. I've got to have the Word of God again. I've got to have it again and again and again. I've got to come and worship again. Oh, praise the Lord, somebody. I've got to come and hear preaching again. It's not that I'm so weak spiritually. It's not that I'm some sort of a sick and anemic person. Some people feel like they're so spiritual, they can hear one message and it'll last them for a month. That's right. One pastor in town told me, he said, the days are changing. He said, we used to count attendance, and they count attendance. And they said, or he said, used to be that people would come to church four times a month. But he said, now we're lucky if we get them once a month. That's to them is normal. Oh, God, help us here today. Praise the Lord. Amen. I want to tell you, friend, I can't live on one message a month. I can't live on four messages a month. Amen. Try it in your physical man, and you will die eventually. You're going to lose weight. And I'll tell you what, between messages, what we need is some snack time. Well, praise the Lord. Y'all, Sister Kimberly, do you keep snacks at the house? Yeah, snacks at the house. Because it's not just enough to sit down to a meal, is it? I got to have a little stash in my purse. I got to have a little extra something somewhere stashed away in the car or on a shelf where nobody else knows. And in between meals, I'm going to slip in there and get a little extra stuff. Oh, God, help us. Are y'all getting this here tonight? Friend, I want to tell you that's exactly the way it needs to be in our walk with God. I can't make it one single day without Jesus. I can't make it one single day without Him in my life. Anybody else feel that way tonight? Amen. Because God wants us to be renewed. It is demanded of us to be renewed or we will die. We will die. But when we renew, It's a hidden thing that takes place. Growth takes place, and we don't even see the growth taking place. Praise the Lord. Little Isaac is a good example of that. He came to church this morning, and he's talking to the boys, and I looked at him, and I thought, now he's bigger than he used to be. He's grown up a little bit. And he's talking about this, that, and the other. You know, he likes to talk. And he's talking about this, that, and the other, and how something about church and this, that, and the other. And I said, well, was Jimmy there? And all of a sudden he got this look on his face like, who's Jimmy? Oh, yeah, Jimmy. And then he said, no, Jimmy wasn't there. He works most of the time. And he went off on some reason why Jimmy wasn't there and all that. But I can tell, and somebody said, they were standing there, said, oh, I haven't heard about Jimmy in quite a while. Well, you know what? After a while, he's not going to even want us to remind him of that. He's going to go, oh, no, please spare me. All right, this is beneath me now. This is not where I'm at anymore. I don't even want to talk about that. Right? Because they're growing up. But it's a lot of fun when they're growing up. Amen. And that's just the way it is. Praise the Lord. You know what, friend? God's not just looking for us to be saved. He wants us to grow. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And may I say also tonight that it's the will of God for the church to grow. For there to be a renewal. Amen. A renewing to the point that we actually grow. Amen. And there is more now than there used to be. Praise God. And so what we need is this renewal in our lives. Be not conformed to this world, because in the world there is death and death only. He said, but be ye transformed or totally changed by the renewing of your mind. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. So we need to renew the Holy Ghost, which comes through prayer. Everybody said prayer. And we need to renew our mind, which comes through preaching. Everybody said preaching. Preaching. Let me read the scripture for you tonight as we finish here. Romans chapter 10 and 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, praise the Lord. And when we hear the word, it goes into the mind, and the mind begins to think. Praise the Lord. It's been quite a while ago, but somebody came up to me and they said, I just love it when you teach on salvation, because it just reminds me that what I'm involved in is right. Some have told me, yeah, I just love it when you talk about one God, because it over and over again, it just reinforces in my mind one more time, faith in God, faith in the Word of God. This is right. Because when you get outside the church in the world, you hear all sorts of garbage. And it reasons away spiritual things. And it reasons away all that you know is right in the spiritual man. But the world bombards us. And it says everybody's doing it. You don't have to go that way. Everybody's going another way. Amen. But when you come back to the house of God and you hear preaching, it renews your mind one more time. Is that right? And you can leave the house of God and say, you know what? I'm doing what's right. I'm sticking with this. Not that we doubt it, but the inner man craves. The inner man longs for and cries out and says, I've got to be renewed. I've got to be renewed, or I'm going to die. Amen. It's so important, folks. And so I guess the message tonight is we need to spend time in prayer. We need to hear preaching. We need to be faithful to the house of God. And we need to just stay with it and let the Lord continually renew. Because time goes on and we don't know what we're laying down in the course of time. We don't know what foundation we're laying down in the course of time. Just like Joseph, when he was going through all of his troubles, he did not realize that when he was in a prison, that he was laying a foundation for greatness in his life. And we don't realize what takes place in every single service that we come to. Praise the Lord. But God renews, God speaks. And it might just be that your children, those little kids you're bringing to church, they're hearing something totally, completely different than what you're hearing. Amen. Amen. And you might think they're missing it totally and completely, but one of these days, it's going to sprout up, and there's going to be a beautiful blossom that comes up from your involvement in the work of God, in the kingdom of God. Do you believe that tonight? Let's stand together. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the Holy Ghost, but it's not enough just to receive the Holy Ghost one time. Thank God for the Word of God and revelation of truth, but it's not enough just to get a revelation one time. Did you know there are more revelations in the Scripture than one God? Did you know there's more revelations in the Scripture than how to be born again? there are more revelations in the scriptures than that. And that does not diminish from those. Those are the most important. But I want to tell you, friend, God wants to take us from glory to glory by the Spirit of the Lord, and He wants to reveal things in our lives. Amen. And I suppose that's probably the most exciting part about living for God is revelation. God gives us revelation. Revelation of what is going to come to pass. Revelation of reality. Amen. And when you look around, you see a world that's so empty and so void of reality. God gives us a word of reality right in the middle of it. And we can praise God and we can thank God for it. Amen. And it is simply a part of the renewal process. It's really simply a part of the renewal process. Father, I thank you tonight. Thank you for what I feel in this place. I feel your presence. And I know that you're here tonight, Lord, to touch us one more time. Help us to take advantage of this spiritual meal tonight, because it will provide what we need until another day comes and we need another one, and then another one, and then another one, and then another one. Lord, I thank you today. God, I thank you today. I praise you tonight. I praise you for your blessings. I praise you for your good things that you blessed us with. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, let's reach out to the Lord. Somebody needs something here tonight. And you came to this place hungry in your spirit. Amen. God wants to supply that need in your life abundantly and help you down the road another step, another mile, another day. Praise the Lord. See you tonight.
Oh, Lord.